Daf Nun Tet. We're holding on the Mishnah of Daf Nun Chet Amud Beit, and Sabbat Josh is going to regale us with a
Zukta Hadikin Mishnah.
In Modidin Ela Min HaMumche. When we do the Medidat HaTchum, we use only a professional surveyor. That's how Rashi learns. It also learns Mumche from the notion of Macha Al Ketef Yam. Whatever talks about the Gvul in Yoshua, and this always uses the notion of Macha. So that means it goes straight towards. And when you hit somebody in the face, it's a Macha. So that, according to Tosus, it's talking about choosing your sight. When you do the, because otherwise you could basically measure from anywhere. You may come up with different results depending on where you measure. Because, of course, we have the din of Koder. Koder, you lose a certain amount of space, or where you have a case in which you're going to count an aliyah of arba, of asara, betoch chamish amot. If you would be counting there, you're going to lose space. I mean, if you go a little bit to the side, then you may have flat land, your tchum will come out further. So according to Tosafot, the idea of medida min hamumche simply means in a straight line from mid-city, not off to the sides. According to Rashi, it's a reference to the individual, and there's grounds to say that because the Mishnah seems to be discussing arguments between various surveyor teams and what to do. So if you find that riba l'makom echad u'miyet l'makom acher, shomim l'makom sheliba, if you find that there are markers, surveyor markers, that were put on points, and then when you come to analyze the two markers, you note that one of them is further east than the other one was, so you can take the kula, and you go according to the one which is further away from the city. Or if you have a surveyor where one surveyor was marbe, one was memayet, at least that's what it seems to be saying, shom'im l'muruba, the Gemara is going to say it's the same thing. What's the difference, whether it's a different team or if it's a different marker? We'll see. And then, so in other words, we're always going to go to kula. And the truth is, a further kula is that afilu eved, afilu shivcha, ne'emanim lomar at kam tchum shabbat. You do not need to have any type of ne'emanut to say where the tchum shabbat is. Shalo, even if an eved comes along and says, up to here is the tchum shabbat, you can't. What a tchum shabbat. The tchum shabbat, because shalo amru chachamim et adavar la'achner ala la'hakel. The Chachamim said that in a not tchumim l'chadchila to be maker, not to be machna, obviously, to be machna of the great Torah, but not to pask and l'chumra according to your sefer. It remains a din rabbanon, which is wrong. We'll see the Gemara. L'makom shiribah, what do you mean you count l'makom shiribah? You don't count l'makom, you could say you count even l'makom shiribah. L'makom shiribah in l'makom shiribah, lo? What's that? That's a joke. I mean, you can't start counting the tchum further away, right? What we mean is that you count even to the further location. If you wanted to go with them, you better call up and tell them that you're here and you want to go. Because they can, yeah, and keep a ticket for you.
Oh, they have it?
Yeah, yeah. If you want, call them. I don't want to speak anymore. Now, this next case, Ribali Achad, Umiyet Le'achad, Hatu Lamali, I know half. What do I need another case for? It's the same exact case. You said one marker is further away and one marker is closer. So just say that one case. I understand. You're telling me I have a right to go to Kula. Now you're telling me if one team puts a marker one place, one, but what's different? One team, two teams. I don't know what you mean. So Lomali, I know Hachikama. No, what it means is that Riba Echad Umi Eit Echad, where you're having an argument between the teams. Not that you find markers which could explain it was different. They took it from different locations. Two teams mark the same area. So you listen to the Shom'im Lezeh Riba. You accept the estimate of the team that gives you the further Tichum, which is interesting. But with one condition. I mean, we're ready to tolerate something. This is how Rashi understands it. He says he doesn't like this trap, but this is what he was told. That if we need to have some basis in Makom Achiza for saying that somebody's not just making a egregious error over here. I mean, how did this happen? So if we could explain it away by saying, look, even if he's wrong, the way that he got wrong was that he measured the diagonal, thinking that you would give the diagonal in this direction, so that his stellar coordinates were different. But his actual surveying was okay. So in other words, had this been northeast instead of due north, he would have been right. But this is due north. Okay, so then at least he's not out of the running. So we'll accept whatever he says. But if he's out of the running, then it's ridiculous. It couldn't be that much of a difference between them. That they're taking one of taking even the Al-Aqsa into consideration. So then we're going to have to get some new data here. Shalom rucha chamin et adavar la'akmir ala la'akel. What does that mean, la'akel? Tchumim is a kula. Tchumim is a big chumra. Vatanya, lo'am rucha chamin et adavar la'akel ala la'akmir. Ravina means The din of tchumim never ends up being makel for you al divrei Torah. It's being machmer al divrei Torah. Obviously, you can't rely on something that has to do with chum to end up, let's say you'll take rovers huvei ruva b'makomecha to be mounted till to be raisa. Now, that's a joke, obviously. But on the other, certainly it's a chumra, not a kula. However, the chumra is, it's a machmer al divrei Torah. But the bottom line is that it's a chumra that is a derabbanan, and therefore, tchumim derabbanan means that you can rely on the kula, where you have a safek. So if you have an argument between surveying teams, you can go lekula.
And the other minhag,
which is shayna ba'al lachmir,
or what do they think?
No, that's what it's the same.
No, so the interesting story is that since tchumim is derabbanan,
tchumim are coming to be machmir on divrei Torah, but lo amru tchumim lachmir lakel means the chiddush of the dinner of tchumim was not to turn it into a chumra d'oraita, but to leave it on the dinner of derabbanan, where the rabbanan said always go lekula if you have an argument. Remember that we have three really different elements we need to take into consideration. We need to take into consideration mechitzot. We need to take into consideration in the population, because there's no such thing as a Rishut HaRabim without the 600,000 people. And we need to take into consideration the width of the street in order to be Rishut HaRabim. You're right, we need the 16 amot. Now over here the Mishnah tells us a fascinating thing that we never saw before, and that is a new gezerah, the takana that the Chachamim made, that in cities which were initially, we were metakein there, their dinam of Erevin to carry and so on, where they were cities that had 600,000 people in them, we are worried that people may forget about the Yisurim of carrying. And we're worried that the whole idea of an Erev will be lost unto people. And therefore it's going to come up with a chiddush over here that you need to leave a symbolic area that isn't carried, which is not part of the city, so that people remember where you cannot carry. We'll see what the halacha is now. So if the city began as a town that did not have 600,000 people that would come into town every day and so on, so then ma'arvim et kula, even though it was ma'aseh sharabim, even though now it's become a major center and now there are certainly rabim that are there, but there's no reshut harabim gemura. In other words, there's no 16 amot wide street. There's the population that could support such a street, but the infrastructure isn't there, because it started off as a ir shel yachid. So in such a case, you continue to treat it the way it always was, without any new symbols and all the various mivaot that were kosher before, continue to be kosher, even though now you could say, but it's similar to a place that has Rishut Rabin, you can't be Ma'arev a city with a Rishut Rabin. Fact is, there isn't really Rishut Rabin, because you don't have 16 Amot. And the fact is that until this date, it was all okay. So it doesn't change, unless there's a real change to actually have Rishut Rabin, which is Mechayev, your new things that you're going to have to do, which we'll see in the Gemara. On the other hand, if it was a metropolis, Shel Rabin, V'naseh Shel Yachid, then even though now we don't have the population, doesn't mean only if it was Nasik Yachid, even if now it's a Yachid, and therefore you do not have 600,000 people, you still, because this was once a metropolis, and it still doesn't have Rishut HaRabim Gemura on it, you still cannot make it entirely like one chatzer by putting up your Eruv, and that's because we're afraid that people will simply forget it. So there, Ein Ma'arvin Et Kulah, Ela Im Kein Oseh Chutzalah, Ki Ir Chadasha Shebi'uda. You're going to have to leave outside of the Eruv a city, in other words, a small piece of the city, that has the same size as the city called Chadasha in Yehuda. That city, Yeshba Chamishim Diurim, it has a din of a city, but it only has a population of 50. Leave out 50 people, and then you can go ahead and make yourself an Erev, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Chatzerot Shal Shnei Batim. Actually, it's not the population, it's the issue you need to have, as we saw earlier, Chatzerot defined cities. So three Chatzerot in each one of them is two Batim. That's what you need to leave out. Forget about the population. What exactly do you mean when you say a city that was once a small town, now became a big town? Says Rav Yehuda, I'm talking about a city without a Rishut HaRabim in terms of the width of the street. Like, for instance, discarded the Reish Galuta, that the town when the Reish Galuta settled in, and now it became like a government center, and everybody comes there because he's there, and they put up the courts there, and the vad for the entire area, and so on, you know, Matea Reish Galuta, and so on. So people are always coming in there, so now it's not Reish HaRabim. That's what I mean. I mean, wait a second. Did you mean specifically that example? Because, I mean, you're introducing another factor in that example. In my time, why did you say, Shal Reish Galuta? I mean, some midachreha, that is because everybody's going to be waiting in lines over there in the various things where you have to get your license done, or you have to get your, you have to pay your taxes or whatever. That's where the Rish Kavuta is. So because of that, you're going to end up seeing each other. So people are going to remind each other about this being, you know, the Surim of Tiltol and so on and Shabbat, and that the Erev is up, you know, all that kind of stuff. Is a lot of awareness, because everybody always has this need to talk about whether the Erev is kosher or not kosher. They can never stop. So if you're talking, if you're sitting in line by the Reish Kavuta, then obviously you're going to find out what's going on, and they're not going to forget. Maybe that's what you mean. But I understand. So in any city that has a lot of people, I mean, you could talk about people come to davening on Shabbos, and they meet all their friends. And what better thing is there to talk about on Shabbos than who relies on the Erev, right? So everybody's going to know about the Erev anyway. So if the issue is communications, then what's wrong with this particular case? You can have the communication here too. People will find out. So Kulu Yisrael Nami B'tzafet the Shabbata Shchichei Gabi Hadari. Everybody meets each other at Shul on Shabbos, so they can talk about the Erev, and they also won't forget, huh? If that's the issue. Elam Rav Nachman, no, of course that's not the issue. I'm just giving you an example. Can we change the words? Okay, I don't mean discard to the Reish Kavuta. Fine. Let's change it, because it's bound to be somebody to find a new factor. Take discard the Natzoi, you know, Nathanson's resort center. Okay, how about that one? And that's the same deal, but over there you're not going to get confused about the Harmana. You have a city that was once a small town. Now it's become Shalrabim, but the problem is that in this town, you have a real Rishut HaRabim that's over at Bitochan. And the cases that we were talking about in the Mishnah until now did not have a real Rishut HaRabim of 16 Amot that cut across the town, which makes it impossible to have an Eruv, because there's no way to be Ma'ariv or Rishut HaRabim. The dinim of Eruvin were set for various levels of Rishut HaYachid. Chatzer, Mavui, Karfaf, I mean, but certainly not Rishut HaRabim. We can't make it permissible to carry in a Rishut HaRabim. So what would you do then? Take said ma'arvim otam. Now, of course, we know that that halacha was supported only by one shita, which was Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda, that was the famous case where you had a guy that had two homes on either side of the street, needed to carry from one home to the other. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could put up a lefty or kor on either side and carry in between. But that was because Rabbi Yehuda held that it's not a real Rishut HaRabim. That a street that has homes on either side can't be Rishut HaRabim, because Rishut HaRabim can't have two mitzvot, according to him. Since there's stores on either end, either side of the street, by definition, it's not Rishut HaRabim. In the Midbar, they had Macy's. And the Midbar was all open. So the meaning of Rishut HaRabim, as defined by the Rishuyot HaShabbat in the Midbar, was an open area that the Rabbim used, not a defined area between a set of buildings that the Rabbim used. Therefore, he says, it's not really Rishut HaRabim. So then you could simply turn it into a place that you could carry by putting up a symbolic mechitza, or a symbolic reminder, like your Korah.
Even the 16.
Yeah, because it's got mechitzas. So according to him, and this obviously will be going according to him, as the Gemara will make clear, of course, he had that other case also where the guy had a second story that went over the street, you know, like you find here in the Rovat. In Europe, the street goes under this, you know, arch, and there's a house on top of the arch. So over there also, the sides, the covering, make it in a non-Rishut HaRabim. We take a look at the edges of the mechitzas is coming down. Good. No. So there, according to him, you should be able to take any city where you've got a street, not a highway, you have a street, and you should be able to put up a lechi or a korah on both sides. Now it's not a real Rishut HaRabim, reverts to the din of the Mishnah, and now it becomes whatever you're going to have to do. Leave out a piece, don't leave out a piece, depending on if you have it originally or not. But we've dealt with the fact that we have a cardo that's over at Betocha. That's not a problem. The Inmar Vinot Alachat Sa'im. There's nothing, you can't take this town and cut it into two parts and say, okay, we're going to have half of the city will have an Erev, the other half won't have an Erev. Because since originally it was constructed this way, everybody carries throughout. What's going to happen, that's like saying, let some people participate in the Erev of a Chatzar, and other people won't participate in the Erev of a Chatzar, and the ones who participated can carry, and the others can't carry. That's garbage. Because the whole point of the Chatzar problem is you have the Yorin, you have people living there that answer on each other. So here people are carrying throughout the city. How can you go half and half and half? You're going to have to do it's either the whole thing or nothing. So, or, which you could also do, is not have an Erev to the streets. You could have an Erev to the individual alleyways where you have your cul-de-sacs that are coming in to your personal street where your house is. That you could do. You must have been asked later, how could you do it? Because if it's that kind of town, so anybody could pull into your street also. What's to make that something that doesn't have the Yorin? What are you going to say? You'll put up a door and say no one allowed, it doesn't live here? This is a public street. Fine. I think we'll talk about it. But in any event, you could do Movi Movi Bifneatsma. On the other hand, like Tasha Rabbi, it started off as a city of Rabbi. The Arei Shal Rabbi. It continues now being a city of Rabbi. The Imael HaPetach Echad. Now, it does not have, it's a walled city or surrounded by homes, and does not have an opening door on both sides. So it's not a cardo that's open on either side. So it doesn't have, now everybody agrees that this is not a real Rishut Rabbim. So it's got three mechitzot. It's closed on three sides. So then Ma'arvin et Kula. Wait a minute. You started off, the case was where you put up a lechi or koro. Who's that going according to? Mam tana de mi'arva Rishut Rabbim. Who came up with that deal about putting a lechi or koro up on a city that does have a real cardo? Omer of Unag, Rebbe Yehuda. That's Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda, remember, who was talking about the guy whose house stretches over the road, now he wants to carry underneath, first case. So he continues to say, Yedrak, I would say even more than that. Forget about whether he owns the area above the road. There's no area above the road. The guy bought two separate homes on either side of the street. Now he needs to carry from one house to the other where he keeps it shalom. He wants to carry it into the other house. What does he do? So Yedrak, I'm Rav Yehuda, mi sheyesh lo shnei batim, mishnei tzidei reshut rabim. If a guy owns two homes on either side of the street, o se lechi mikan velechi mikan, o kora mikan vekora mikan, which is what we just said to do for the whole city. We're going to turn that cardo into a Rishut Yachid, at least the right anyway, by putting up a Lechi and Korah on either side. And of course, the Chachomim said to him, what are you talking about? You can't turn a Rishut Rabim into Rishut Yachid with a Lechi and a Korah. So that doesn't make any sense. So that means our example here about what to do for a city that does have a cardo would only be going on Libra Rebut. Now, you continued on and you said, you can't do it by halves. If you're going to do the town, you've got to do it upright. Omer of Papa, lo amru ela lo orka. Now, wait a second. That means is that you cannot simply cut the town into the length of the Rishut Rabim. So that, because over there you're going to have an opening on either side. That's going to aser everybody. What you could do is you could cut the town into two, and you could have one half of the town cross the road, one half of the town with their Erev, the other half of the town with the other Erev. You cut, where's our pictures? Always in these pictures. If you want to know what it isn't. You have a case?
So you can bisect the street, but you can't?
Which one? What's it going through? What's going on? What?
You want pictures?
Well, I don't know which pictures
are. It's depending on the year here.
But which way? Read it and tell me which picture it's showing you.
I don't know. That's why I'm so sad.
You don't have a picture? You do have a picture.
The arco means along the length of the street, right?
This
is
low. This is okay.
I don't see it.
Yes,
I'm stupid.
It doesn't
matter.
No, Amr Orka. Five.
Let's look at the back of this.
There's no picture.
This is obvious to everybody that they didn't bother with the picture. It's funny, it's short of the tree, it's long.
Well, just cut
it.
But what's in half? Is it like this, right? I mean,
right.
In half.
Look, I'm not quite sure about these pictures. The idea of here is that we cannot have a road in which people are going to be mixing.
From the two halves.
That's all. So figure out the case. I mean, if we have a case in which they're going to be mixing on either side of the road, then there's no way that you can cut the town because you're going to have biurim that are going to mix with each other. You have to make an actual, here we go. Got pictures? You have to make an actual separation between the two sides of the town where some people use that entrance and other people use that entrance, and there's no mixing because otherwise they're going to oscillate one on the other. That's the issue. Again, you'll have to figure out how the particular construction is.
Top one has the right caption.
Say that? Top one?
This one has the right caption, at least.
Okay, yeah, this is fine. Where it doesn't have the archive? Yeah, it has the archive. Fine. Okay. So here's what you can't do.
That's the...
Make an Erev here, make no Erev on the other side of the street. Because then they're mixing the street, so they're going to answer one on the other. They're both using areas, the same areas. But if you cut across the street...
That's mutter.
Yeah, because then they're going to come in here, and they'll come in here. And they don't have to cut, they don't have to use each other's rishos. We had the equivalent case earlier by a chatzer between two mivaot, remember? Or we had three chatzerot where each one has their own door. Their own access door to the Rishon Rabbi. So... The assault being that as long as the urine can be arranged not to be mixed, Fine. And that's like having a chatzar with a mavli, a chatzar with a mavli. All are one rishus, and other people aren't coming in. So you can be ma'ariv. Wait. You can? Come on, Shalok Rabbi Akiva. I mean, that, you seem to be saying that Shalok Rabbi Akiva, Dik Rabbi Akiva. Omar regel hamuteret bin koma, oseret afilo shalok bin koma. Hold on a minute here. I would assume that the people in the Eruv side are still going to have access to the other side, right? In the case of Rabbi Akiva was the similar situation where we had a chotzer inside and a chotzer outside. The chotzer inside has access to the outside only through the outer chotzer. That inner chotzer makes an Erev for themselves, but they don't make an Erev with the people in the outside chotzer. Rabbi Akiva said, even regel hamuteret ben koma, even though they're all allowed to carry in their own chotzer, but when they pass through the other chotzer, they're going to aser the people of the other chotzer because they're invading the place with whom they don't have an Erev. So in this case, the same thing would be true. The people in the half of the town that have an Erev are going to be invaded by the people that don't have an Erev. So they're like a chatzer hachitzonah, in which the chatzer apnimit is following through. So how could you say that that's mutter? No, says the Gemara, you're missing the point. Afilu teimer Rabbi Akiva, of course it could be going like Rabbi Akiva. Adkar lokom Rabbi Akiva atam, ela b'shtei chatzerot zolifni mizo. Well, you've got, remember, the case of Rabbi Akiva is where only one door exists. So in order to get out, I need to go cut through the other chatzer. So over there, Rabbi Akiva says, well, if you need to go through the other chatzer, we certainly can't tell you, stay indoors. You're going to be using our chatzer. That means that you have trespassing rights here. And there's nothing we can do about it. And therefore, you're going to answer on us because we didn't make an Erev with you. But so there it's zu v'fnimizu. The pnimit let lapitcha achrina. The inner chatzer has no other door. The only way to get into my chatzer is to cut through your chatzer. But in the case that we're talking about, where we said we'll split the town into two, one half of them will use the northern entrance to the city, and the other half will use the southern entrance of the city. And then ha'inafki v'ha'ipitcha v'ha'inafki v'ha'ipitcha. Then we could certainly be koveya. That's the usage. Once we're koveya that's the usage, Rabbi Akiva never said just because somebody is in your chatzer who didn't make an Erev asers on you. It's only someone who is bedavka needs to pass through your chatzer asers on you. So therefore, he would agree to this case. I don't need to go to the north side of town if I have the southern exit. So that's my official exit. Now, if I go to the north side of town, I'm like, I'm a guest. I'm a guest in a different chatzer. I don't ask for something by going to somebody else's chatzer.
Can they cross the...
Yeah, of course they can. The question is whether we restrict them technically. This is the door you should use. Okay, so then I have another door. Now, there's another lashon in which Rav Papa was reported saying something else. Ikari Amri, others say that what Rav Papa says was like this. Lo keimelor kavvedelom arved. Don't think that the issue over here is... because the people are going to be mixed in the street and you're trying to create a city that is split east-west along the Cardo, along the other sides of the Cardo, but they're not using, they're going to both be using the Cardo, and that's why you can't do it. But you would be able to do it to the Rachba, for the Rachba Ma'arvin. It's not true. That would be a misunderstanding. Afil Rachba Na'milo Ma'arvin. You cannot make a half Erev in town, even if you would try to cut it apart and have them going on different directions. So why is that? It certainly only works out like Rabbi Akiva, at the best. There's Rabbi Akiva who said that people who have an Erev in their own area will still make it usher for others. So you're saying like Rabbi Akiva and you're applying Rabbi Akiva across the board? No, not talking, even like the Rabbanan. Feel the Rabbanan. Look, the Rabbanan we're talking about over there, about a chotzer hapnimit, that was the machlokas with Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. So fine. The reason that the Rabbanan said that the people in the innermost chotzer will not aser is because they were referring to shtei chatzerot zulifni mizu, where the pnimit achta ledasha umishtamsha. Since this pnimit has the right to use their own area, so fine. So then, as we said before, I mean, we didn't say it on this case. We said it on the case of three chatzerot, each one of which has its own door to Rishut HaRabim. Okay, but the Rabbanan are willing to go even further. The Rabbanan are very makel normally. So Rabbanan say, you know what? Even if they don't have a door, they don't have a door directly to Rishut HaRabim. They have to go through the other chatzer. But can we ask them, could you please stay indoors so we can use our chatzer? Yeah. We can ask them that. Fine. So that would be kofen amidas stone. No, we want to bedavka insist that we're not going to stay indoors. Obviously, they don't have to really stay indoors, but the question is whether, since we could close the door to our chatzer, could you please close the door to your room? Do whatever you want to do. Have a barbecue, whatever you're doing. Just please mind your own business. Okay, fine, we'll mind our own business. Excuse me, could I walk through your chatzer? Yeah, sure, come on in. Okay, so over there, the Rabbanan is saying that that's the idea of Sivuk. Basically, we're getting out of the way, and we're going to allow you to have your area of usage. What are you going to say about this case? Avalacha mi matzu misalke reshut rabbi miacha. What are we going to pretend that the cardo is no longer available for use? Did you put up something? Put a door there? Is there a door in the middle of the city? You're telling me you're virtually going to isolate the north half and the south half and tell the north half to virtually use the northern door? And the southern half virtually used the southern door. But Lamaisa, there's absolutely no way for anybody to know if he's not wearing a dog collar that's set to give him a shock as he crosses the border that doesn't exist, that he's going into the other area. So in the case where you've got a chutz, the chutz is clearly defined. You can close the door. How do you close the door in the middle of a Rishut HaRabim?
Therefore,
there's nothing to do in either direction. Even the Rabbanim would agree to this. According to this version of Rav Papa, there would be no way to be Ma'arev only half of the city. So I don't understand. If that's the case, you could say the same thing about any neighborhood that has an Erev. You just got finished. Amar Ma, you said, your choice is either you do the entire city, Okula, or you can have everybody in their own cul-de-sac, Mavui Mavui Bifnei Atzma. I don't understand. Isn't that same thing as doing half of the city? If you're telling me that any car that drives into my street is violating my street, what's the difference between that and the car? I don't get it. So we should say the same thing. Maishna de lechatzaim de lo. Why can we not do it by halves? Because you said the Asri Adadi. Because people are going to be using the street, and they didn't make an Erev with me, and therefore the Erev becomes bottled because it's a joke. There's no single city here. There's different people, different diorim. So why isn't that true about Mavui Mavui Nami Asri Adadi? Why is it each Mavui? Yes, I have an Erev with myself, but not with you. So people can walk down my Mavui. And you said, if I can't show you in the middle of the street, I can't show you where to stop, then I can't have a virtual chalukah. So how can I have a virtual chalukah of Mavaot? What's the difference? The answer is the Gemara.
Mavaot is a small thing.
Okay, but there's still, I can't point to you and say, here the Erev ends for you. Says the Gemara, it's only going to work in this case if the Ovud Daka, where he goes ahead and the city agrees that neighborhoods can be isolated with a dike. A daka means a small symbolic mechitza. It's not very high. It's like a small itzdaba, you know, like a curve. Like a curve.
A borough wall.
We'll see whether it's 4 tefachim or 10 tefachim. Exactly. So that type of thing is enough. There I can again say, okay, I'll stick to my area, you stick to your area. Would you like to come visit? Fine. Because, I mean, a shalat we always have. We have our heker, we have our korah, we have
a shalat.
I'm saying it's no, shalat is no, we spoke about this actually in the beginning of the mesechta, that lechorah, it's not sufficient to just have modes of identification. But the way that chazal were koveya is by something that also makes a mark. That's why we have the korah, that's why we have the lechi. We're now this new idea of a daka, which is not there as a mechitza at all, but is there for me to be able to at least suggest that, well, we have our own areas. If everybody's agreeing to that, you don't need to agree to the Erev. Fine, so we'll keep out, technically.
Is it because now it's what is it? It isolates the neighborhoods from one another?
Much more let's finish. Kihad Yomer Avina Barav and Amr of Kista. The same thing would be true if you have somebody who lives along a Mavui, and now he did not join in the Shituf Mivaot. So is there something that he can do short of being Mesalik his Rishus from there? Yeah. If he was Sha'asa Daka Lepitcho, and Oasar Abnei Mavui, if he now puts up a Daka in front of his own Chatz, so then nobody else is going to be Oasar because of him, because he's showing you that I don't consider myself part of this.
So that means they can't go in there either, carry
him. Everybody can go.
But not carry
into his chutz.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's the same as Sila Prashus. No, okay, I mean, we'll see more of Sila Prashus later on. But this particular type of Sila, remember we had the machlokas, where the somebody who's Mesalik is Rashus from the chutzer, can the other people in the chutzer carry from his house? That was a machlokas. This is a similar case to.
This is more,
because this is chutzer to Mavud, and it's not that I was Mavato my Rashus, I was Mesalik.
That's why I'm asking.
Exactly, your point is well taken. I just didn't think that we were holding in that circuit, but if you're aware of all of those issues, then your point is very well. Haitai shel rabim, varei shel yachid. And you said if it started off as a rabim, then basically you got a problem. Because then people are going to forget all about Erevs. Unless you leave a little place that is set aside as the shul I don't daven in. So then you'll remember, this is the neighborhood we don't go to on Shabbat. And everybody remember, there's an Erev in town. This is out of the Erev. So now Rabbi Zera was asked to make an Erev for the town that Rabbi Chiya had his Beit HaMidrash in. So So Gezerah Arvala Mata to Verukhiya. Velor Shavak Lashir, and he didn't leave the area that was meant to be left out of the Eruv, like the Mishnah says. And Abaya was pretty shocked on that. I mean, it's a fair Mishnah. Omele Abaya, my time of the Marhoki, why did you do that? How are you Ma'ar of the whole? Oh, it's a place in Bnei's neighborhood?
I'm asking Abaya, is it not here, so right?
It's the Beirut Kriya. So my time of Avad Mar Hachi, why did you do that? Mar Le, I'll tell you, Sabi Dida Amrili, the elders of the city told me that the original Eruv was made this way by Rekhiya Barashi. Okay? Now, I don't have to second guess Rekhiya Barashi. It's clear that therefore, I mean, I said to myself, if that's the case, I mean, obviously what they're telling me is that the history of the city is that it started off as a Mirshal Yachid, where they had an Eruv, and then grew, and now it's got a population of 600,000. And our Mishnah said that if you had an Eruv before the population grew, then you could stick with the same Eruv that you had before. So Amina, I said to myself, look, if Rekhiya Barashi did it this way, so Shema Amina, apparently, Ir Shel Yachid, it was originally an Ir Shel Yachid, then it grew and had the Eruv originally. Omar Lay, he said to him, Abaya said to him, well, that's a very cute story, but you made it up. Because, I mean, you jumped to conclusions. I happen to have spoken to the same elders of the city, and they told me what really happened. So, Lididi Amr Lohani Sabi, they were talking to me in greater detail, and they explained why it was that Rekhiya Barashi had originally made these Eruv in that fashion. And they explained that actually, the city used to have an Ashpa Michad Gisa. It was always this big, gigantic garbage dump, landfill, and in on one side of the city. And therefore, it was basically walled and closed off the entire petach, on one end of all of the Mevo'ot. And therefore, even if it's an Ir Shel Rabin, if it doesn't have another opening, so then it's all one town. So there's no problem. But there's no garbage dump anymore, is there? You should have taken note of that. And now you've got a city that you're going to have to make an Eruv, which has openings on either side, and then people are going to forget that it looks like a Rishut Rabin. And we don't want to have a city that looks like a Rishut Rabin where it goes from one end to the other. It isn't. Again, remember, it isn't really Rishut Rabin, because if it were, then we'd have a problem with Ein Ma'ariv and Rishut Rabin at all, which is why many people are marked today not to use Eruvin, because they feel that you do have real Rishut Rabin. You can't make an Eruv in Rishut Rabin. If we rely on all types of Heterim, where you've got highways that are clearly more than 16 Amot and are Rishut Rabin, okay, so we have various ways of explaining away that issue. Rishut Rabin requires people using it over here. Each person is inside of a vehicle. The vehicle means that you're not on the road, you're in your vehicle. Whatever, I mean, that's a nice that has to do with it. Nothing, sir. So, but in any event, here, now, it's got Shnei Ptachim. If it's got Shnei Ptachim, it's Aser, because it was not a city that was small originally. We made the Eruv here after it became a big town. Omar Lay, he said, okay, lava that day, okay, I made a mistake. I wasn't noticing. You're right, I should have taken greater care. What would be the din of a ladder? There's only one petach. Is a ladder the same as a petach? Since lamaisa, you can get out. So does it have a din of a mechitza, or does it have a din of a petach? So sulam mikan the petach mikan. Now, suppose one end of the cardo has a. You have an example? Rav said, a sulam is a petach. If a sulam is a petach, you're not going to be able to make an Eruv in that case without that tikkun. Amalu Rav Nachman, don't listen to what the man behind the curtain is. Actually, I will give you a more accurate version of what Rav said. Rav said, a sulam has a Torah petach, but he didn't tell you the last rest of it. Sulam Torah petach alav v'torat mechitza alav. It's both. That depends on the circumstances. Torah mechitza alav, when it comes to the question of a city, an opening that is a crawlway is not a petach to Rishut Rabi, my friends. It's a mechitza. That city is closed. There's no problem with making an Eruv there. The place where he said that it has a din of a petach, that's talking about Torah petach alav, where you have two chatzerot and you can get into the next chatzer by climbing a sulam to it, which is common in the Rova. Kids love doing that here, right? Now the Shaila is, can we make an Eruv together? Must we make an Eruv together? Since our kids are climbing over the sulam all day, so we should say we have diorim from the other chatzar, and now if we don't make an Eruv with them, then we can't have our Eruv either. And that's where Rav said, you can choose. And it has both a din of a chutz of a mechitza and a din of a petah. Ratzu, if they want to, echad ma'ariv. They can make this one eruv of both chatzerot, and then they'd be able to carry from one to the other. You can't usually do that unless there's actually ingress and egress through the two chatzerot. Ratzu, shtayim ma'ariv. But if they want to, they choose here to ignore the fact that there's a sulam between them. So each one of them are not going to asra on the other one, because a sulam is not considered to be free access, that you have the urine as if it's all one chatzah. But when it comes to Rishut Arabim, a sulam definitely has a Torah mechitza, and therefore in the case that you're asking with regard to a city, there's certainly no problem at all. Okay, a great example. Not a great example, because there's only one family per chutz.
No.
Oh, there are other families? Oh, it's a great example. That's wonderful. Shall we finish? This goes on. This goes on.
Tomorrow we discuss where the
Russians are. Ah, you have it.
Where tomorrow's
Chadasha, you know about Chadasha.
This is the Shaila.
Wow. Chadasha's in Barnea's neighborhood. It's in his neighborhood.
It's in his
neighborhood. Yes, I can do our
speed
down.
The question then?
Yeah. It's okay? Hold on to your horses. Daf nun ches on the base. Ein mo de din elan min amuncha. Riba la mokom echad. Umiyed la mokom acher shomim la mokom shriba. Riba la echad umiyed la echad shomim la mruba. Afilo evad afilo shifcha nemanim lomar ad kan tchum shabbat. Shelo amru chachamir at adavar la hachmir. Ela la hakel. La mokom shriba. Ein la mokom shriyed. Lo, that's mad. Ein ma af la mokom shriba. Riba la echad umiyed la echad atum lamali. I know it. Okay, come on. Two different teams. Riba kadumi eight echad. Shemim lezesh riba. Omer Abayo bevad shelo yarve yoter mi midat ha'ir ba'alach sona. Shelo amru hachachamim et adavar lachmir ala lachel. V'atanya lo amru hachachamim et adavar lachel ala lachmir. Omer Adina. It's lo lachel al divrei Torah. Lachmir al divrei Torah. But still, bottom line. Avo tumim derabonan. And therefore we go lekula. Ir sho yachid v'naaseit sharabim ma'arvin et kula. Sharabim v'naaseit sho yachid. Meaning even naaseit sho yachid. Ein ma'arvin et kula. Elo im ken oseh chutzalak ir chadasha shebi Yehuda, sheyesh ba 50 diorim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon omer, shlosh chatzerot, shlosh shnei batim. Eich idam yir shel yachid v'naaseit sharabim? Omer Rabbi Yehuda kagon diskart et resh galuta. Omer Rabbi Nachman, what's this resh galuta jazz? My time, ilay yom shel tashkech gabe harmana. So therefore, medak re'adani kol yisro nami b'tzav to shabbat tashkech gabe adani. El omer Rabbi Nachman, I take a better example. Diskart ha dinet zuzay. Tan rabbanan yir shel yachid v'naaseit sharabim, rishat harabim overet betocha, keitzad na'arvin otah, אוסאל מולך מיקאן ולך מיקאן וקורא מיקאן וקורא מיקאן ונושא ונותן באמצע ואם מערבים לא תלך הצעים אלא הוא כולה או מבוי מבוי בפני עצמו הייתה שרבים הרעי שרבים ואין לה אלא פתח אחד שדן מערבים את כולה because it's not a רשות הרבים. So one time the Marvin Rosh Hashanah, Mom Rav and Brother Rishu Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. Yet there are Kedom Rav Yehuda Mishiyesh, Lashnei Batu Bishnei Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, Ose Lech Mikan, Velech Mikan, Okor Mikan, Okor Mikan, Ose Lech Tendenza, Om Rulo, Ein Marvin Rosh Hashanah. Now, you said, Ein Marvin Otala Chatzain, Om Rav Papa, but wait, Lo Om Rav Lo Ka, Aval Roch Ba Marvin, Ah, wait, come on, the Lord, you're trying to say not like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Akiva, Om Regal Amuter Bim Koma, Oseret Afilo Shalom Bim Koma. No, אפילו תאמר רבי עקיבא. עד כאן לא קאמר רבי עקיבא, אדם אלא בשתי חצרות זו לפני מזו, where the פנימית doesn't have another door. So פנימית לת לה פתחה חרינה. אבל אחא, אני נפקי בהי פתחה, ואני נפקי בהי פתחה. So therefore they're isolated. איקני אמר יום רב פאפה לא תאמר, only לא רכאו דלו מערבים. אבל לרחבה מערבים, that would be a big mistake. אפילו לרחבה נמי לא מערבים. כמען, רבי עקיבא? No, no. אפילו תאמר רבונה. עד כאן לא קאמר רבונה, אדם אלא בשתי חצרות זו לפני מזו, where at least the פנימית has a door. So the primit after the dasha, umishtamsha. Avalaki, what? You want to miss out here? We should rabbi miacha. Omerma. O kula, omavoy, mavoy, bethne atzmos. Explain to me why is it the lechatzoyin? The low asri adadi. The low, rather. The asri adadi. So mavoy, mavoy, nami asri adadi. Achmai eskinik agon da avodaka. Ki odi omre vidim aravan omre fista. Echad bimne mavoy. Shasa taka lepitcho. Eino osir al bnei amavoy. Aita sharabim varei sharabim. Rabbi Zera arva lematet ve'rabchia v'lo shavak v'shul. Omer le'abaya, my time of it, my hafi. Omer le'ya, I spoke to the Sabidida. And they said, Rabbi Barashi ma'arev kula. So I figured, I mean, a shema min ha'yir shayachi v'nasei shirabimi. Omer le'ya, that's not the story. L'didi omer lo'anu sabi, ha'yi ashpra ha'vi v'michad gisa. V'hashad i'ipanya la'ashpra, ha'vi l'kishnei p'tachim. So how are you going to make the error? V'yasi. Omer le'ya, whoops, lavadatoy. Boy, min'ei rabama barad arpanami rabba. Sulam nikan, upetach nikan ma'hu. Omer le'ya, Okay, I'm a Rav. Sulam Torah Petach Alav. Omelu Rav Nachman, nonsense, lo tatsitule. Okay, I'm a Rav, Sulam Torah Petach Alav, lit Torah Mechitza Alav. Torah Mechitza Alav in the case that you just mentioned. Kedi Amora, Torah Petach Alav, the Sulam Shepen Shtei Chatzirot, to tell me, Rotsu, Echad Me'arev, Rotsu, Shnayim Aravim. A pleasure, gentlemen. 4 minutes and 41 seconds.